Well, sales of weight loss drugs such as Ozempic have skyrocketed in recent years, but there's growing concern about a similar rise of cheaper alternatives that can be bought without a prescription. The new drug called retatrutide, or Reta, is increasingly being bought online for weight loss. Clinical trials are underway in the US, so it's currently unregulated in Australia. But doctors are seeing more cases of acute liver damage from people who are self-administering the drug. The Therapeutic Goods Administration is working with Border Force to stop the illegal importation, with 140,000 products seized so far. Dr. Marie Sinclair is a liver transplant specialist at the Austin Hospital in Melbourne and joins me this morning. Dr. Sinclair, welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally. Thanks for having me.
Let's start off with the basics here. What is a peptide and what is this product in particular that's coming in illegally?
So a peptide is a chain of amino acids. So it's essentially a short protein. And some of these are naturally occurring in the body, like insulin, or even like GLP-1, glucagon-like peptide, which is used as the base of some of these drugs. But a lot of peptides are essentially pharmaceutical drugs or manufactured peptides. And these can be used for a variety of different things. Retatrutide is what we would call a triple agonist, in that it acts on three different targets. And one of those is the GLP-1 that we're hearing about a lot, but there's also activity against two other targets, GIP-1 and the glucagon receptor, meaning it's a really potent weight loss drug that has a lot of potential benefits in patients who are overweight and with diabetes.
What's the downside?
Well, I guess we don't really know what all the downsides are just yet, because these are still in clinical trial settings. There are multiple international clinical trials looking at this agent for obesity, diabetes, and for fatty liver disease. And this really means that there's a very small number of patients that have been well studied. So we don't know the full set of side effects until these trials have finished. We unfortunately have seen multiple cases of severe liver injury for people that have bought these agents online. They're self-administering. We're not quite sure what doses they're using. We're not quite sure if it's actually the product that they think it is. And they've had life-threatening liver injury, and they've come to attention of our liver transplant unit because of the severity of their liver injury.
Mm. You're overseeing one of these clinical trials with this drug specifically. These liver injuries, how significant can they be?
So I guess I just want to clarify that the clinical trials that we're involved in are for a very different population. So these are people that are established with fatty liver disease or diabetes, and they're being administered this drug very carefully at controlled doses with monitoring. The people that we've seen with what we call a drug-induced liver injury have been self-administering unknown doses and compositions of drugs, and they've come in jaundiced, so yellow, vomiting, feeling incredibly unwell, and they have signs of liver failure, meaning that their liver's stopped working, and we have had some information on liver biopsies showing that some of their liver cells have actually died. So it's really a very serious liver injury.
What are the long-term consequences of having a significant liver injury?
So that can depend on how it progresses. The liver, fortunately, is an organ that has the capacity to regenerate. So if it's a short-term injury, often the liver can recover fully. But if it's a persistent injury over time that's not monitored and not identified, it can lead to permanent liver failure that requires either liver transplant or the risk of death.
How much of a flood of influences and other information that may not be correct has been flooding social media when it comes to some of these peptides?
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of misinformation on social media, and we have a lot of our patients come to us, and we're really happy for them to come to us with this information and have these discussions. We would much rather know about what they're reading, and then we can have an open discussion about what we know and what we don't know. But there's absolutely a flood of information, people promoting these peptides on social media.
What needs to happen, do you think? What's the next step here to deal with this?
So it's a really difficult situation because it does fall outside the usual regulatory framework of medications that go through the Therapeutic Goods Administration, but obviously involving border control is important. But I think what's really important is that all of us as health practitioners are talking to patients at every opportunity and making sure we're asking about what natural supplements they're taking, what peptides in addition to what medications they're taking, and that all of us are having, I guess, some open conversations about the potential risks of these products. And people really need to be encouraged to make sure that they are getting their medical information from a medical practitioner who understands both the risks and the benefits of these peptides.
Dr. Marie Sinclair, very kind of you to join us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.